Yudalad Av, 18th of August, Rabbi Avraham Moshe Cohen, Relying on Miracles.
First and foremost, thank you to the organization of the Torah Way, of Dodi Iskovitz, organized it so wonderfully. It's really a pleasure and a privilege to be part of Torah study today. Today's topic, we will see, comes from the Sedra of Eschanon. It is the principle of Ein Soimchim Al Hanes, that one is not allowed to rely on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will perform miracles on your behalf. So firstly, I have to have a look at what is the Makor, where do we find this attitude that Ein Soimchim Al Hanes, whether it's a Deiraisa, whether it's a Derabbanon, which Pesukim it's based on. There is a Yerushalmi is in Yuma Perek Aleph Halacha Dalad, where the Mishnah discusses the Kohen Gadol on Erev Yom HaKippur. So on Erev Yom Kippur, we are very careful, says the Yerushalmi, that we do not allow him to eat too much. And they list a food we don't give him, no cholov, no milk, no beitzim, no eggs, no gvina, no cheese, no bosa shuman, and no fat meats, and no yain yoshon, and no old wine to drink, no konditon, which was a mixture of wine and spices, a type of beans, and adashim, and lentils. No esrog, says Shmuel. It's a whole list, because we're worried that these things are marba zera, and could bring him to carry it, could bring him to a personal tumor. So, says the Yerushalmi, and even with all this, afal pikein, even with all these things that we're doing to ensure that this doesn't happen, koilin olovis aposuk, we read the posuk, hazeh this posuk, she'amalis l'shloimim Hashem lo yivne v'yishov, omnu voino boy, im Hashem lo yishmo e'yishov shokat shoyme. In other words, with all the precautions we're taking, it will not help without HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving his input to make sure that tumah doesn't happen. So we are meinei him, we stop him eating all these foods because the dangers are becoming tumah. Nonetheless, we've got to daven. So asks the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, wasn't this one of the 10 miracles that we see in Pirkei Avos that happened in the Beis HaMikdash? One of them is actually prescribed, as the Kohen was never tome on, say, on Kol Nidre night. Omer Rav Avin, says Rav Avin, al shem loisinasun. It comes from the posuk of loisinasun. There's a second answer, that's the first answer, built on a posuk. What's the posuk? Loisinasun, it's the posuk in this week's parsha, in Veschanon. Loisinasun es Hashem aleikeichem kash nesisim b'maso. Do not put God to the test. We should test out HaKadosh Baruch. So, from the Yerushalmi, it is Mashma. It will appear that this is a Deiraisa. It's Min HaTorah. And it comes from this Pasuk. Now, the big problem with this is that the Pasuk refers, as Rashi explains immediately on the Pasuk Al HaTorah, when they went out to Mitzrayim, they tested out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shinem, as it says in Shemos Perek Yudzayin, Hayesh Hashem v'kirbeinu. Is there a God in our midst? And the Moinei HaMitzvos, those people, Gedolei HaDoros, who the Rishonim HaChonim, who count out the mitzvos, do not include Ein Soimchim Al Hanes in the mitzvah of this pasuk. The mitzvah of this pasuk is Loisinasu Es Hashem Aleikeichem, says the Moinei HaMitzvos, it's a Gemara in Tanus, Mikan the Otzel HaNasus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Should say Kimashmai, don't test out Hashem. Even in those places where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised reward, don't go and say, I'll do this mitzvah and see if the reward happens. You know, you've got Shruach HaKein, Aman HaRach, etc. You've got these mitzvahs where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the reward, don't test him out. The Rambam learns that where you have a Novi and the Navi is proven to be a Navi MS, a true prophet, don't test him out too much. Once he's got a chazaka of being a Navi MS, rely on his words, rely on what he tells you. So none of the Moedei HaMitzvot actually say Ein Somchen al HaNes. Again, just a little further than that, you never find this Mekoyah, this Pasuk, mentioned in Bavli. It's only the Yerushalmi that quotes this Pasuk. It's not in Bavli. Not, that's not my Bekiyas. That's in Yeruchim Perla, in our Sefer Mitzvahs of the Sajigon. He says, Da Pasuk Asmachta Ba'alma, the Yerushalmi doesn't mean we learn a Do'eraisa from this Pasuk. It's just an Asmachta, we rely on it, the love of Do'eraisa, it's not within the Do'eraisa. So that's the Yerushalmi. However, in Bavli, we find, and this is a little bit of an introduction to the whole aspect of Ein Somchen al HaNes, that Rav Yanai says, La'olam, al yamod adam b'makom sakana, never stand in a place which is dangerous, crumbling wall, never go in a place where it's dangerous, Vayoma and say, Oisnli's neis, a conscious pop will do a miracle for me and I'll be okay, Jack, that I can do this. Ein oisn loy neis, a conscious pop won't do a miracle for you. And even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will on occasion perform a miracle on your behalf and keep you safe, you will diminish the merits you have, heavenly merits that you've gained over the years. You will handing in your cash card and be careful. So we now have the Gemara that tells us that don't stand in a Mokum Sukkono, and that is, according to Ulmafashim, Ein Somchim al HaNes. To put yourself in a Mokum Sukkono, don't do that, because Ein Somchim al HaNes. Mama Foreshes. Now, having said that, let's move on to a Gemara. The Gemara is in Barachas, Daf Lam Beis, Omer Beis. It's a well-known Gemara. Tana Rabbonon, Rabbonon Lo Amas B'chosid Echad, there was once a chosid, the righteous type, Shoy Mispala B'derech, he was davening upon the way, Bosa Echad, a Roman officer came to him, and Nosin Lo Shalom, wished him Shalom Aleichem, for Hirsi Lo Shalom, but he was davening the Amidah, and he didn't answer him. Hamtim Lo Yashi Yisayim. So the Roman officer waited until he finished davening. After he finished davening, he said to him, Reiko, you empty-headed person, doesn't it say in your Torah, and he quotes two psukim at him, both from Beis Chanan. Guard yourself carefully. Guard yourselves carefully. Because I gave you Shalom Aleichem, you didn't answer me, I could have cut your head off, and who will have known? And the Gemara carries on. But what we see from this Gemara, this Roman officer, this Sar Echov, quotes two psukim from our Sedra, Raki Shom Lechor Shema Nafshecha Mahoid, and then later on, these are in Perek Dalet, Posuk Tes and Posuk Tesval, Meneshnat Mahoid Nafshe Seichem. So which would appear that we do have a Makara in the Torah Kedosha, again, for Ein Somchem al HaNes, because he should have answered. That was the timing. Problem with that is, the Marashah immediately on the Gemara says, that's not Pshat in the Pasuk. Pshat in the Pasuk is as follows. It's talking about forgetting the Torah. K'mashikosa pentishka chesed dvorin, and we learn in others, in the Sefer Zovos in Perek Gimel, anybody who forgets on purpose some of his learning, so it's nothing to do with looking after yourself, not something on our next. And number two, is talking about that you shouldn't believe in any avodah zarah. And these psukim are not talking about shmiras nefesh adam atzma. It's not talking about my own personal safety in any way whatsoever. So the psukim were not talking about that. So it's the way the Roman understood our Torah Kedosha and misunderstood because he hadn't got Torah Shabbat Peh. But with Torah Shabbat Ksav, maybe you're quite right, in Torah Shabbat Peh, shteit nisht. Which would indicate we will not learn from these psukim Ein Somchem al HaNes. Now, problem with that is, we have the Rambam, and following the Rambam, of course, the Shulchan Aruch, and it says as follows: V'chein simli. This is the Rambam and Hilchos. It's Hefesh Shmiras and Nefesh Per Yudal of Halacha Dalit. V'chein kol mishka sheyesh bo yisakon and nefashes mitzvah sasela hasiroi. If you got anything that could come to cause you harm, it is dangerous. You have a mitzvah to get rid of it. Shenema, as it says, Hishomer lecha u'shmar nafshecha. Now the Rambam does use this pasuk to tell us to be safe. V'im lo hisiv, and if you don't remove it, v'niach, and you leave it where they are, and you leave these pitfalls for somebody to come to danger, bitul mitzvah sasei, you actually transgress the mitzvah sasei, for ava aloi sasim domen v'secha, another love of not putting anything dangerous in your house. And the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam. It says exactly the same words, Yishom melechosh manafshecha ma'oid, and the Vilna Gaon, Bia HaGroin, Choshe Mishpot, Simon Tov Chaf Zayin, Siv Kotn Vav, says, this is the Makar of that, is Perek Heda Brochas, which is the Gemara we've just quoted in Daf Lamed Beis, on the base, the Roman who said, Yishom melechosh manafshecha ma'oid. So it would appear from Rambam and Shulchan Aruch that we actually do have the Eraisa of Ein Soin Chimal HaNeis from these Psukim. Still, it is unclear, and the Nosa Kalim speak about it a lot. Diane Osher Weiss, in his Sefer Menuchos Osher, leaves it as a Tzorach Ian, and he brings it a Raya from a secondary Rambam, where the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzef, Shmiras HaNefesh, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Hey says, Harbe Devorim, many things Osru Chachomim. The Chachomim said were Osru, that you're not allowed to do because they are in fact dangerous. And then he says, if you don't do that, you get Makas Mardas. Makas Mardas is whipping because you rebelled. Now that is only given for Mitzvah de Rabbon. It's never given for Mitzvah de Rai, so person gets Malchus is Malchus, 39 lashes. Malchus Mardas is the Rabbonim, a punishment. You'll be mered, you'll rebelled against the Divet Chom, you get Makas Mardas. And you never find Makas Mardas by a Deiraisa. And therefore he wants to bring a bit of a raya that this is only a Derabbonim, it's an Asmachta. Which would indicate, as I just said, but whichever way you look at it, there is this principle of Ein Soinchim Al HaNeis, and one shouldn't rely on miracles. And while one scratches the surface, does a little bit of research, you find that its application is not uniform. Certainly not a clear-cut, definitive Ein Soinchim Al HaNeis under any circumstances. And in fact, you find a machlokes, at least in a debate in the Gemara between Abaya and Rava, of whether Soinchim Al HaNeis or not, in this individual case. The case is, as we know in the Gemara, Pesachim tells us that when they slaughtered the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, Klal Yisrael was split into three groups, and they let each group in separately into the Azor, and then closed the doors of the Azor so that it should be split up and not everybody should come in one go. So there's a machlokes Abaya and Rava as follows. Abaya says, Ni'elu the Tanan, who learn that they, the day the doors closed. And Rava Omar says, Noyalin, we closed the doors. Ask the Gemara, might be Nayim. What do they actually argue about? Lemismach Aniso. Well, it can be so much on the next. Did the doors close miraculously? And therefore, I don't have to bother. I just stand there, letting people. Comes enough people in the Azor for the first time now, miraculously the doors of the Azor close. Well, no, I've got to close them myself. What's the difference? Well, I can rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu's miracle happening every time, or I ain't so Chal HaNeis, I've got to do it myself. So we can see that even within the Gemara by Rava, you have this machlokes of ain't so Chal HaNeis or not. The Tzlach, Rabbi Yehuda, explains, however, that it's only there that Abaya will hold Soinchim Al HaNeis. Normally Abaya would also hold Ein Soinchim Al HaNeis, but the Mikdash is different because it will not make any difference in din if all the Bnei Yisrael went into the Azor in one go. But the Eved, everything will still be all right. It's not a psul. It doesn't make the offering of the Korban Pesach possible. It is just a din, but that's how it should be. And therefore, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't really matter. So there, I will rely on God's miracle. If it happens, it happens. If it happens, it doesn't happen. But really, even where there would be a proper psul, then Abai would also say, Ein Seinchem Alayim Nis. If we have time, I'd like to get back to that, because we need some sort of explanation as why should it be that in God's own house we won't rely on his miracles. This is the basic Mikdash. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says there will be, for instance, the 10 miracles that we mentioned in Pirkei Avos. Why should I not rely on them? Banish Lom, like Ishu, you know, he's not man, he's not going to change his mind. So if you get time, I'd like to look at that a little bit further. But a couple of individual cases. Very important to have a look at what individually it means. Let's take first of all the Benois Tzolofchot. Benois Tzolofchot says the Gemara in Baruch Basuk of Yutes said Konyos Hoyam. Hey, they were very white, righteous women, and they didn't get married immediately. They waited for a shidduch that would be good for them. And the Gemara says that the youngest still married over the age of 40. And according to the Gemara's knowledge, the Gemara tells us that a woman over 40 naturally would not find becoming pregnant easy. Therefore, in Saint Clement Nace, Adam, how can you call them righteous? They were being relying on a miracle to happen. They would be able to give birth after the age of 40. Now, the Ritva goes a stage further. And he also says the husbands were soymach al hanes, because otherwise how could they marry them if they weren't going to give birth? And that's easily answered. The Mefoshim answers that very easily, even though it's a traditional ritva, it's not easily answered. But he says, pruavu is a din that he can perform, the husband can perform by taking another wife. He doesn't lose his mitzvah because they aren't able to give birth. So it's not soymach al hanes as far as he's concerned, because there's no miracle involved. If they will give birth, great. If not, he'll marry wife number two or number three and have children with that. But Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Kovet Shurim asks as follows, that this is some chalamis, that Efshaloyma Dahoch Hashanah, this case is different. Why? Kivan She'osu came, they did this, Mifnei She'ayim Etzapos Lahogun Lehem, they were waiting for the right person, have a bichlal shluchei mitzvah. They were messengers to do a mitzvah, and we have a klal, shluchei mitzvah, ein nizokin. They come to no harm. So if you put in the balance, ein soyuch ma'anes on one side, and shluchei mitzvah on the other side, then the weight comes down to the tide of shluchei mitzvah. If you're a messenger of a mitzvah, even though we've got a principle, don't rely on any miracles, nonetheless you're doing a mitzvah, and therefore you can rely on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch will do a miracle on your behalf. We have to assume it's for very good. Women have got no chiyuv. The mitzvah is there. That's the first mitzvah. The Torah mitzvah Allah. But the mitzvah is there. Whether women have got a chiyuv, pruvu is a second view.
Wait till
they're
married. And the
mavatim, if a man does that, possibly, I can say out loud, possibly it's mavatim mitzvah. As I said, have a look at the chinuch on chinuch in mitzvah Allah. But, says Rabbi Chanan, that's difficult, because it's called Mikra Shchir Hezeka. It is unlikely to happen, according to the Gemara, that they would give birth. And where you have now three things in the balance, Em Seich Malanes, Shluchei Mitzvah, and Shchir Hezeka, we can no longer rely on the fact that you're going to do a mitzvah, because where you have a possibility of harm and a likelihood of harm, shriach ezeka, then we no longer use the principle of shluchei mitzvah. So we're back with the Tzorach Il. As I said, though, women have no mitzvah pruvu in their own right. It's the men that have the mitzvah, so perhaps that would answer the question somewhat. But nonetheless, we see from here clearly that Ein Soch Lanes is not a principle that should be taken without proper concern of what's going on. And And where we have Shluchei Mitzvah, where Shchich Ezeka, you have a person doing a mitzvah, but it's possible that he will come to harm, it's likely he'll come to harm, then we can't rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracles at all. About a couple of riyas for this principle, and the well-known story of Shluch HaKan in Kedushin Daf Lamed Tes, where the father sends the child up to do the mitzvah Shluch HaKan, he falls off the ladder. The Gemara answers at the bottom, it was a dangerous ladder, it was a broken ladder, the rungs were broken, and therefore was Shchich Ezeka, it was possible to do damage, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't rely on a miracle in those cases. Also, Halach LaMaisa, in days gone past, when people were worried about witchcraft, Gemara and Pesachim, about Ches on the base, and had B'dikas Chometz between a non-Jew and a Jew's residence, you weren't allowed to do it because when they would see you out there at night with flaming torches and doing your bit and your feathers and your wooden spoon and whatever, and they might think you're indulging in witchcraft, and therefore don't do B'dikas Chometz there. So when you've got this Shchich Ezeka, there's a likelihood of being damaged, you're not allowed to be Soimach. The case history that I'd like to look at next is Pinchas. Pinchas puts himself, according to the Gemara, in Sanhedrin, based on my base, puts himself in danger when he kills Zimri. Because the tribe of Shimon wanted to kill him. If it wouldn't have been for Malach coming along and mixing them all up, he was putting himself in perfect danger. How could he do that? How could he rely on a miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would look after him when he was doing an activity that would certainly put his own life in danger? So the question is, how do you balance those, the Ein Soimach Al Hanes, with the activity of putting Zimri to death? A parallel to that case of Pinchas is a fascinating piece of Gemara in Brachos Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis with Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. They came and told Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa there was some sort of dangerous snake in the area in which he lives. So he went along and he asked them to show them where the snake's lair was, where it hole where it hid himself. And he came along and he put his hand on the snake hole. The snake bit him, did no damage at all, brought it into the base of Medrash. And it says, it's not the snake that kills, it's sin that kills. And here, look, and he held up the dead snake. But again, and the Gemara actually finishes off very interesting. Amru, Oilei la'odom shepog ba'arid. Woe is the man who gets involved with the snake. And va'oilei la'arid, woe to the snake shepog Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, who gets involved with Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. So here he is with his dead snake in his Ein Soimach Al Hanes. How could he rely on a miracle to put himself in his own personal life in danger to kill the snake? So there are answers, and the Steich Chemed, and also the Kli Chemed at the beginning of Parshas Pinchas seems to say the same thing. Say, when it comes to Hatzolas Rabim, to save a community from danger, then you don't worry about it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Soimach Al Hanes. So Pinchas, who was saving the Jewish community, the Bnei Yisrael at the time, from the Maaseh of Zimri, and also Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa was saving the community from this dangerous snake, they could rely upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing a miracle for them because it was Hatzolas Rabim. And Rabbi Chemda wants to bring a raya from Esther. Esther Hamalka puts herself in grave danger. She walks into the king uninvited on the assumption that he will, Miyat Hashem, hold out the Shabbat HaZahav, which he did. But she was being Soimach Al Hanes, she was relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu performing that miracle that Ahasuerus would welcome her, which he did. So therefore, it's Hatzolas Rabim, and that will be okay. However, there's a very, very important yesod that answers this question, these questions. And it comes from a Gemara in Tanis. Gemara in Tanis tells us about Nochum Ish Gamzu at the end of his life. Nochum Ish Gamzu had lost his hands and his feet, he was blind, he was resting on a bed in a very shaky and dilapidated house. The legs of the bed were put into bowls of water so the ants shouldn't get to him. And the Talmidim decided, as really dangerous situation. We have to move him from the house. So they were going to move him first. He says, no. Take out all the kelim first. Take everything out and then take me out. So when they picked up all the kelim, took them out, then they took Nochemish Gamzu. So they took him out, the house collapsed. Again, Ein Sein Chalanes, Nochemish Gamzu was relying on a miracle that the house would stay standing as long as he was in it. Says the Rashba in Teshuvas. Teshuvas and Rashba. You can't be so mechalanes. Don't be so mechalanes. Except Zulossi, it's in Teshuvah Chelik Aleph Simon Tofiu Gimel. Zulossi who are Noshim Hashleimim, perfect people, who Shizuchu Yaseyem Merubois, who have great merit in heaven, they are allowed to do what they do. Kamasa Bechanina Ben Doisa, like the story of Bechanina Ben Doisa with the snake. And also, other he quotes another example, Kamasa Rabbi Hanina, who a woman wanted to take some, I don't understand the witchcraft involved, but she wanted to take some earth from under the bed of Rabbi Hanina to do witchcraft with it. And he says to her, take as much as you want, it won't help you at all, you'll never be able to do anything against me. So the Gemara asks, but witchcraft in fact does work. So Rabbi Hanina ben the Gemara answers, Shani Rabbi Hanina de nefishin zuchusei. He had enough merits up there that nothing would work against him. No witchcraft would ever work against him. So that, the Rashba is very clear that where you have a person who is of the Odom Hasholein, then he can be Soymet al Hanes.
Yeah.
I have other liars as well, but time doesn't allow. So I'd like to get back to the points of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, we've quoted two miracles that happen in the Beis HaMikdash. Number one, the Kohen Gadol on the night of Yom Kippur. We wouldn't feed him anything in order to ensure that he didn't become Tomei. Ein Sein Chalanes. Why don't we in the Beis HaMikdash? Number two, well, Machlok is a Baal Ovah with a closing gate. Why aren't we so much on HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing a miracle in his own house? And there's a third example, there are others, but there's one third, very more interesting example as well, in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, where it talks about the Shulchan and these half pipes that were put on the Shulchan for the Lechem Aponim, for the Shofetz to rest on. Yes? In between each one was to keep the air flowing around so that they shouldn't become moulded. And there's a miracle, don't forget, there's a miracle that we know, one of the 10 miracles, when they took the breads off and on the table, they would say, but so Rashi says, you know why those half tubes were there? That we shouldn't be so much al anis. In the Mikdash, why do we have to come to this principle? I would like to suggest the following. When I say I'd like to suggest it, it seems to be in some of the Mepharshim in one way or another, but because I'm saying it, you can argue as much as you like. We know from the Torah Kedoshim and the Rishonim that miracles have a seder. Miracles don't just happen plonk. For example, we know that the Ramban, at the end of Parshas Boy, talks about large miracles and small miracles, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing large miracles at Yetzias Mitzrayim, which he'll never do again. In order from there, we should have small miracles, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to do miracles for Rishonim, etc. I'll say that now, there's two very important principles. Number one is a Ramban. The Ramban is our Torah, Bereishis Perek Vav, Pasuk Yutes, concerning Noach's Ark, the table of Noach. And he asks, it's impossible to believe that the dimensions of the Ark would allow all the animals and the foodstuff necessary for those animals to fit in.
Yeah.
So the answer is, it was a miracle. So says the Ramban, he asked the question, if it is a miracle, why didn't Noach have to make such a big ark? Make a small ark. Why bother with the big ark? So he answers two answers. Number one, to get people talking about the fact that there's going to be a flood. So make a big ark, hammering away, taking time to make it. Right. But he says in his second answer as follows. For Oid, Asa Oisa Gudoyla, he made it large, Lama'it Benes, to minimize the miracle. Kichein hadera, for that is the way, b'chol ha'nissim, with all miracles, shemutayra, ebenavim, La'asos ma'asheh b'yad odom la'asos. Man has got to do what he needs to do. V'hasha yeh b'tei shemayim. Similar principle, but a bit deviant, but also very, very important. There's a Zohar HaKadosh, quoted by the Taz in Hilchas Chanukah. I'm not an expert in Zohar. The Taz in Tofresh Ayin, talking about the very famous Chashon of the Beit Shasset. Why do we have 8 days of Chanukah, we only have 7? And he says, because there has to be something in existence for the Nes to be fulfilled. Kodesh Baruch will not make miracles out of nothing for you. There has got to be something there. There has to be some oil to be found for the Nes to happen. If there wouldn't have been any oil found at all, Chanukah would have happened some other way, but the miracle of lighting the lights of Chanukah would not happen, because there has to be something in existence for the Nes to be chal. I would like to say that is true also of the Mikdash. Because the Mikdash, although it's the Makom, it is the place of God's life, and it is the place where all the miracles will happen for us. And they will. And they do. Nonetheless, they have to abide by the principles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put into the creation, even for the miraculous. There is a teva of miracles. There is a nature of miracles. And they demand that we minimize the miracle wherever possible. So it's not blazingly, glaringly obvious. And number two, there has to be something for the miracle to fall on and to be chal and to happen. And therefore, even in the base of Mikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep his own principles of making the Nes. Yes, Hashem, we should soon be zeichel to that third base of Mikdash to see those miracles. But I'd like to take 30 seconds more, because what I didn't do was talk about Halacha Lamaisa, because Halacha Lamaisa is not my brief. So I'd just like to point out to you that there are areas of Halacha Lamaisa where one has got to be careful, especially before going on holiday or entering for the holiday period. There is a matzav sakana in many, many areas of life, and one has got to be extremely careful. Can one go mountain climbing if you're not experienced? That is a mokum sakana. Skiing, it's going on a slope that is beyond your possibilities. Driving, very important and interesting booklet, Mechach Nayagim from Matsha Lawrence, which talks about driving safely, because Chazal say very clearly, all roads are b'cheskas sakana. Yeah. All roads are b'cheskas sakana. If there's b'cheskas sakana, how do you let drive at all? And how that goes together. So there are very, very practical applications of how one can get oneself involved in activities that could possibly be dangerous. They are halach l'maisa, and therefore, please consult a rabbi. Shalom.